Okay.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Okay, Jimmy boy, one for you. A woman was playing golf and hit a man very close to her. He put his hands together between his legs, fell to the ground and rolled around in pain, Jim.
Yes.
She rushed to him and offered to relieve his pain as she was a doctor, luckily enough, Jim. Reluctantly, he agreed, Jim. She gently took his hands away, unzipped his pants and put her hands inside. She just massaged around there just to make sure everything was okay for a few minutes and asked, "How does it feel?" He replied, "Yeah, feels great. Feels great. But I think my thumb is broken."
Oh, no.
Oh, Jimmy, just let her do it. Come on, golfer. You can't do that, mate. Just say to her,
"Just
me thumb, it's me thumb,
it's
not me."
Not appropriate.
Just when, like last week, you allow yourself stupidly to think
yes.
He may have turned the joke corner. Like he just, they weren't bad. So yeah. You sort of go, he may have got the hang of. Now these ones this week have just been disgracefully bad.
Why do golf announcers whisper?
Why?
Because they don't want to wake up the people watching.
Oh, no.
That's your game, no. Jim. Boring as batshit.
Just an ordinary one.
I went to see my dentist the other day, Jim.
Yep.
He had a look in my mouth and he said, "There's something wrong with your taste buds." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Well, those shoes are shit and that shirt is terrible."
What?
Oh, no.
Something wrong with your taste buds.
Bill. That's just, what is that? That's like some of them are stories without a punchline. That's not even a story. That's just completely wrong.
A punchline.
Yeah.
And when what about the other day my girlfriend come home, Jim? She was covered in honey and stings. I knew she was a keeper.
I'm just going to hit
it. No. This is where he's
keeper,
at.
Jim.
This is where he's going.
Oh.
Jim, we were so poor when I was growing up that if I didn't get a Woody on Christmas morning, I would have had nothing to play with.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
That's
how poor your jokes have been for the whole week. That's actually a good way to finish. It would have been stupid to end with a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy boy, it's tough in being a single life, Jim. It really is tough in
it's
this ISO period.
Being a single life.
It is, Jim. And guess what?
What?
I nearly had a threesome last night. Just needed two more people.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Jim, I nearly got there, Jim.
That's actually not a joke. That's the story of your life.
Ah, Jim, two burglars. Two robbers.
Yes.
Are robbing a liquor store, Jim.
Right.
One turns to the other and asks, "Is this whiskey?" The other one replies, "Yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
Oh, no.
He had a bit of a bloody whiskey.
Lisp. Lisp. No, lisp.
He had a lisp, Jim.
The joke.
Yeah. I've got a lisp. I brought a horse the other day, Jim.
Yes.
I named it Mayo.
Why?
Mayo Nays.
Oh, no.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Oh, no. I sent you about five jokes. Do you even ever look on your phone?
Yeah, but they're shit, Jim.
All of them are better than that garbage. What was that?
Mayo Nays.
No, Bill.
Don't be It's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar.
Yes.
To the pub here. You know that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's a 45-minute walk from the pub to my house. The difference is staggering.
Oh, no. She said, just getting worse, aren't they?
Like, I'm glad I walk. I'm glad I do walk. And so, sometimes I walk backwards, Jim.
So you would know they're getting worse too, wouldn't you? As you prepare to tell them, you'd go, "This is real shit."
I don't mind. Real shit, Jim. What's the difference, Jim, between a tyre and 365 used condoms?
What?
Well, one's a good year, Jim, and the other is a great year.
Oh, no. No.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're dead. Could they've been dead for 2,000 years, you dickhead?
No, it's more than 2,000.
JC was wandering around 2,000 years ago.
Was he?
What the hell are you on about? 2,000.
All right, then, 5,000 years ago.
No, even longer than that, I think you'll find.
Here's a little bit of advice for all the kids out there, mums and dads, whoever may be listening along, Jim.
Yes.
Never let anyone tell you what you can or can't do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look at Beethoven, which is actually spelt Beth Oven to the uneducated, Jim.
Yes.
But it's Beethoven.
Thank you, Bill.
Everyone, Jim, told him he would never be a musician because he was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
But did he listen to anyone?
Seriously.
Jim, he didn't listen to anyone.
He didn't
Jim.
Listen to him, Bill.
He didn't listen. He just said, I'm going to be a musician.
That's it. Yep.
And a good bloody one at that.
That's it. Yep. No, I get it. I get it, Fat.
Jim, he was deaf.
He was deaf, yeah.
An older couple, Jim, made a deal that whoever died first would come back and inform the other one if there's sex after death.
Mm.
Their biggest fear was there was no sex after all.
Right.
After life at all. After a long, long life together, Jim, the husband was the first one to die.
Mm-hmm.
Always is. His ears get scrubbed off, Jim, and he just dies. Whoa. True to his word.
What is this?
He made his first contact, okay? So one night there. Marion. Is that you, Bob? Yes, I've come back like we agreed. That's wonderful. What's it like? Well, I get up in the morning. I have sex. I have breakfast, then it's off to the golf course. I bathe in the warm sun, then have sex a couple more times. I have lunch. You'd be proud of me. I have lots of greens, salads, another romp around the golf course, and then pretty much a bit more sex and off to bed. Wow, how good's that? Then it's more sex later that night. I catch up with some much-needed sleep. Then the next day, it starts all over again. Oh, Bob, are you in heaven? No, I'm a rabbit in Ballarat.
Oh, no.
Jim, he got reincarnated, Jim.
Oh, no. What is that?
Jim, he come back.
That's just a real boring story.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah. Like, he come back, Jim.
If you're at the front bar and you're just trying to have a quiet beer and a bloke's on a stool next to you and he starts telling you that, you're about a quarter of the way through, you just distance yourself you just get up and walk off. You go, actually, he's not all there, that bloke. I'm just going to take off.
Bob, come back.
What the hell is going on?
That made more sense than any of the joke he just told.
Righto, Jimmy boy, here we go. A bloke, or a young bloke, walks into a chemist, Jim, and asks the lady, can I have 12 condoms, miss? And the lady said, don't you miss me. And he said, okay then, I'll have 13.
Oh, no.
He got another one, Jim, just like that. Bangity, bang, bang, bang.
He got another one just like the other one.
Well, this is a joke, Jim, because Siamese twins walk into a pub in Melbourne. That is a joke, but this is it happened a while ago. And it went up to the bartender, Jim, and they pulled up a couple of bar stools and sat up there. And don't mind us, we're joined at the hip. I'm John, and on the left here is Jim, and we'll have 2 VBs, please. Bartender, feeling a bit awkward, that's all, tries to make polite conversation while pouring the beers, Jim. Been on holidays lately, boys? Yeah. Off to the States next month, says John. We go to the States every year, hire a nice car, we drive for miles, don't we, Jim? Jim says, yes, the States. We don't mind the States. Wonderful country, the people, the climate, the beer, the culture.
Yes.
Nah. Bullshit, said John. We don't like America at all. We are Aussies. Meat pies, chips and VBs for us. Jim says, yeah, to be honest, I can't stand the Yanks. They're not civil. They're not polite like us Aussies. So the bartender says, so why do you keep going to the States? Well, It's the only chance Jim gets to drive.
Oh, Jim. Bill.
Jim.
Come on.
It's the only chance.
No, no, thank you, Bill. No, I get it because they drive on the other side.
That's right, Jim, so he can drive. Talking to this very worried mother the other day, Jim, because her young son, Benny, had swallowed some coins, which can be dangerous, you know, and was taken to hospital. Anyway, his mother, Jenny, she rang up and she said, "How is young Benny?" And the nurse said, "There's no change yet."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's no change.
Like a Monday. That's often the Monday is the best one. So there's imagine no how we're going to go for the rest of the week. If that's your best joke, how are the rest of the week going to go?
And no change.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Bill.
A bloke was walking along, Jim, just minding his own business, and he spots a sign outside a house that reads, "Talking dog for sale."
Yes.
He thinks to himself, he's intrigued. He walks in, Jim.
Yes.
"So what have you done with your life?" he asks the dog, you don't mind, Jim.
Yes.
And the dog says, I've lived a very full life. I've lived in the Alps rescuing avalanche victims. Ooh. I served my country in Iraq.
Yep.
And now I spend my days reading the residents of a retirement home stories.
Yes.
The guy, can you believe it, Jim, is flabbergasted.
He would have been.
He asks the dog's owner, why on earth would you want to get rid of an incredible dog like that?
Mm-hmm.
The owner looks over and he says, "Because he's a bullshitter. He's never done any of that stuff." Jim. He's a lying dog, Jim. But he can talk. That's
We know the funny bit of the story. You know. We get the joke bit.
Jim, he's a talking dog.
He's a liar.
He's a liar.
Dog's a liar.
Jim.
Yes.
What mouse walks on two legs?
What mouse walks on two legs?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that,
Jim.
That can't
what
be a joke.
Duck? What duck walks on two legs?
What duck walks on two legs?
Well, I'm asking you, what duck walks on two legs?
I don't know.
All ducks, you dumbass. Got him, got him, got him. Wilbur won, Jim none.
I thought you were going to say like Donald Duck or, you know, stay
no,
with
that's
the
what
whole
you were gonna,
Disney
well,
thing.
Well, that's what you were supposed to say is
right.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
And I'd say, no, all ducks, you dumbass.
Well, you could prep me before you tell the joke and I'll go Donald Duck.
Well, just go with the joke instead of asking what I ask. I thought I had buddy Ian Chappell on there. What mouse walks on two legs? What mouse walks on two legs? Come on, Ian.
Don't put any shit on Ian Chappell. He's a legend.
Pelly?
Pelly?
Yeah, that's right. Me did. You know, I was named after my older brother and before my younger brother.
Can you believe that? Like, I'm just sitting at that thinking there's a punchline either coming or you wouldn't say that as a sentence, would you? Like, there'd have to be something else that's then funny.
Jim, do you know what 50 Cent did when he got hungry?
What?
58.
Oh, no. Jeez, your Thursday listener. How disappointed is he or she?
You get towards the end of the week.
Oh, no.
You're getting excited.
Oh, no.
The doctor walks in. And he says, "Sir, I have some bad news. I'm afraid you're going to have to stop masturbating."
Oh.
The patient was taken back. He said, "I don't understand, Doc. Why?" He says, the doctor said, "Because I'm trying to examine you." Jim,
what
the doctor's
that word?
Trying
to examine you.
Doctor's trying to examine him and his buddy. Uncle Doug, come on.
He's got to go again because it's a good punchline.
No, he doesn't go again. That's it.
What's got 99 balls and disappoints old ladies? Joe?
No, I don't know, Bill.
Bingo! Bingo.
Oh, wow. I was expecting better
than that. Because when someone yells out bingo, it really disappoints the other old ladies.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it. No, I was expecting better, Bill. Sorry.
You liked it. Don't pretend you didn't like it. All right, boys, here we go. What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather? a shoe.
And you don't have your mask on.
A shoe. That's not bad.
No.
You like?
That is bad.
No, that's
I
very
bet
bad.
You you'll use that. You'll take it home to Tilly and Strasburg or whatever the cat's name is.
Trisman.
Trisman. And you'll tell that joke to him.
Bill.
The United States 2020 election results are in already. Jim, this is a very topical gag, okay?
Mm, yes.
The election results are in. Oh, no, oh hang on, sorry,
oh,
wait.
No.
No, that's just for the Russians.
Oh, no.
Enemy's time.
Fake news.
What is that?
Crap. See, you wouldn't, I knew you wouldn't get that.
No, that's yeah, just...
But people that are educated out there will understand that.
No, they
They'll
won't.
Have a little chuckle.
No, they won't. No one's chuckling at that.
Okay, I've got another one. Right. That's why I had number two.
Yeah, that was number two, that first one. All right.
The world tongue twister champion has just been arrested, Jim.
Has he?
I hear they're going to give him a really, really tough sentence.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, that's worth coming back in for. Oh, no. Those two.
That's the wrong button.
That's the wrong button. Yeah, yeah. Raps has given me a tick.
No, thanks.
No. It's a tongue twister, Jim, and he's got a tough sentence.
I come all the way back in and I cop that. Here we are.